Despite curfew, religious violence flares again in India's Orissa state. Sat7 Kids reveals its true colors with a new show. And Sports Fan Outreach kicks off ministry tonight at Georgia Tech University. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Authorities issued shoot-on-site orders in Orissa to forcibly quell the religious tensions between Hindus and Christians. Rival groups from both communities attacked each other on Wednesday, despite a curfew. We spoke with a ministry leader who works with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India. For security reasons, we've not named him, but he says the impact of the situation undoes much of their momentum.
Where we had programs, the Christians are no longer living there. In cases where they haven't fled, there is enough fear created where it will be a while before they have the courage to gather again together, whether it be in a church service or a children's program or in the evening with our literacy classes.
Pray for God to bring peace to the region even as he continues his work in India.
Persecution in many ways also brings about encouragement and strength in believers where they are willing to stand against anything. Pray that the government would take the steps necessary to come in the area to stop this violence.
Meanwhile, International Christian Concern is asking the Biju Janata Dal BJP coalition government in Orissa, India, to step down. To date, anti-Christian violence has claimed the lives of 18 Christians. The violence began after a Hindu radical leader was murdered by Maoists. Radicals blamed Christians and went on a vengeance-filled killing and burning spree. ICC's Jeff King says the national government of India must step in. People have turned to Christ in Orissa, which many believe is the cause of the violence. You're listening to Mission Network News. Preschool-aged children are the focus of a new program that began airing this week on Sat7 Kids. The program producer, whom we'll call Rita, describes it as...
It's a bit interactive, very interesting, educational, spiritual, and teaching the basic truth of Christianity that they can comprehend at that age.
Entitled Colors, children will learn basic words, concepts, and Bible lessons through songs. It begins with a blank coloring book on screen. Colors are added, and soon children appear. It's appealing because...
It's aiming to children who are, you know, at home. They love Sat7 Kids, and we're, like, producing something for them. But also this program is broadcasted on a unique channel that it's a Christian channel for the children of the Arab world.
The goal is to plant biblical truths in the minds of the children.
Pray that this program will have a series 2 and 3 and 4 because it's very strategic for our young viewers since age 2.
Next, sports fanatics. They're intense. They love their sports, they love their players, and they love the camaraderie. Today, a ministry will be kicking off its outreach to college football fans in the United States. The ministry is called Sports Fan Outreach. Ministry's founder is Bill Adams.
We are going to communicate, preach the gospel, share the gospel with sports fans as they tailgate and mill around stadiums before they go into the stadium.
They use player testimony cards as an introduction. He'll be kicking off the season at Georgia Tech University tonight.
We've rented a space in their sponsor area, so we have an official presence called Rec Fest at Georgia Tech. We're going to have a television showing players' testimonies using some Athletes in Action DVDs. We're going to do a little giveaway to get people to sign up to receive emails and put up a prayer request stand, and that's how we're going to start.
Adams is encouraging you to start similar outreaches with your favorite team. Go to our website to get connected. And a group of kids near Chicago, Illinois, sold some of their toys last week to raise money for poor children in Africa. Last year, 40 families raised more than $4,600 in the annual neighborhood garage sale to help 12 Somalian refugee children go to school. This year, the families hope to raise enough to pay school expenses for more refugee children. All of the proceeds are distributed through Bright Hope International, a ministry dedicated to being the hands and feet of Christ around the world. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Islam is growing across the West, yet few Christians know much about it. With a gift of any amount, M&N is making available YWAM's 30-day Muslim prayer guide that will help you learn and pray during Ramadan beginning September 1st. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.